Hello.
Hello, Angel. This is Sheldon here. How are you?
Hey, Sheldon. I'm doing good, and yourself?
Do you receive the caller?
Yes, I called in because I received the email, but the picture that you sent me is different from what the email is.
Yes, I have sent you a different cover. Did you receive that?
Yes, I did, but I like the one that you sent me through the text message. I like that one better. Not the one through the email.
I sent you another cover right now.
Just now, let me say, hold on.
About 106, another one after that, it's the same image.
Hold on, let me Oh, I got it just now. Let me Yes, that's the one. That's the one that I approve. Okay, I'm gonna write approve on it, okay?
Okay. And I do understand that you have concerns and you want to get a hold of me quickly, but sometimes you have to understand that I can't always directly pick up the call. I was in a meeting and I was constantly being called. I understand
I
you were
called
in
you
a
twice.
hurry. Yeah, that is, I understand that. But I did text you back. I do understand there is a certain amount of urgencies, but
Okay, no problem.
aside from that, Angel, I want to talk to you about our last conversation. I did a bit of my own research as well related to the content that's been done and what has happened to your book in the past. Okay. There was a change of teams when you weren't initially satisfied with the draft, right?
Yes.
Yes, once that team has been changed, you've been satisfied with the draft that has been done, correct?
I wasn't. It wasn't. I wasn't satisfied with the draft. It was the fact that I wasn't satisfied with the time frame that they were taking to submit the draft.
I completely understand that, but the team changed. After that, the drafts have been rather pretty straightforward.
No, when the team was changed, no, when the team was changed the second time, I was having the same issue. They sent me to a new person. He was submitting work, but he wasn't submitting enough. And then, I would get a response every like 2 to 3 weeks. And so then they changed me again, who is the last person that I'm who the last person I'm currently with, and then that's it. So I was bounced to three teams.
Two batch of three teams. Currently, the team that you're working with, that's giving you fine drafts, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Angel, the thing is, there's a specified reason that we give the amount of services that we give, and we pride ourselves on the quality of the work that we do, which is why we allow team changes, and rather than just allowing a limited amount of revisions, we allow unlimited revisions. Okay? You do have that, right? Correct?
Okay.
You have the option of unlimited revisions, which is why whenever, if you have any concerns, we always try to deal with them, right?
Okay.
Now you have to understand, yesterday I think it was yesterday or day before that. I'm not sure my last conversation with you was yesterday or day before
I
that.
spoke to you yesterday.
Yeah. I understand you were not happy with the work that we've done at that time because of the limited amount of words, but even Fiverr is more expensive than us, man.
No, not really. I've used Fiverr before. Fiverr
Yeah.
is a lot more affordable.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. My first book was written through Fiverr, and I only paid $300
What was the length of the
for.
book?
Sorry?
What was the length of the book?
It was about maybe 180 pages. So, and I paid $300. She did revision. She was on time with work. I never had to text her or email her about when am I going to get a new revised work. She actually let me know, your next revised work will be on this day at this time, and on that day, that time is when I got it. So that's why, unfortunately, she has moved on to better things. So she's actually working for a big writing company now. Therefore, she's not doing Fiverr anymore. But if she wasn't writing, if she wasn't doing that, she would probably done my second book. No, when I booked when I spoke to Jose, you know, Jose told me, you know, it's gonna be 200 pages, it's gonna be this, it's gonna be that. You know, I don't bother you guys about revision or no, delete this, delete that, or no, write. No, I don't bother you guys. You know, the writing team has done precisely well with the writing, which I enjoyed. But my thing is, you know, a company has to follow by a contract, and if the contract states it's going to be 200 pages, then that's what
that
it
is what
be
I was asking you. It's such an old contract, and I can't seem to find it on my end. Can you kindly provide me that so I have something to present?
I can't. I don't have it. The only conversations that I have with Jose are pretty much payments, but I don't have unless it's on. I don't know if it's on the on a creative design activity account. I don't know if it's on there. I don't know.
You sign a contract.
I don't know. It was back in September, almost a year ago. I don't remember.
Wait, let me do something.
I'm trying to go back to see if I find anything.
I'm doing that. Give me a second, because we don't usually do that on the Teamwork platform. That's done between you and whichever agent, in this case, Jose, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I would have tried reaching Jose, but Jose is no longer working with us. So I am not sure. That's the reason why we are having such a hard time trying to find out what your original stated package was. Because
yeah,
we might have made some commitments to you, but we don't have them written down on our end, which is why you're very direct about the work. So that's why I took an entire day and did my research, and right now I can't come up with anything for you.
Yeah, it was. Let me go back to September of 2021. Let's see. September 2021. That should have something here. I know my whole conversation with Jose. That's why when I wasn't, and I was a little bit iffy about it, I thought it was like a scam, to be honest. I thought all this was a scam, but I was a little bit concerned because I did. I'm not at Teamwork. Okay, that's when I signed up for Teams. Something else. Okay, TNT. Blah blah blah. So, hold on. I'm just trying to see, because I know I have something from him. Yeah, no. I'm trying to find it. Hold on. Big picture project management. Emma John. Okay, here's the outline of your book. Have a look at it. Okay, that's the outline of the book.
Angel, when did you get your book done from Fiverr?
Back in 2020.
Back in 2020.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so the only...
I'll be very honest with you. Okay, I'll be very honest with you. I've been trying to look up Fiverr to understand, to make a case for you, but it's not giving me a good picture. This is like, look at this. What I have in front of me, I'll tell you directly, okay? I have this guy.
Yeah, I don't...
His name, Mel Mitch. Not sure who this guy is. This guy's charging around $2,500 for 40,000 words in just one revision. That's it.
Yeah, but there's many writers. It's not just one.
I do understand that. I'm just trying to say, yeah, stuff happens, but I'm also trying to help you out here. I was trying to make, I'm actually looking at Fiverr just to make a case for you, and just, I can't even make that.
No, I mean, I don't need a case. I know what I was told on the phone. I don't need a case. I know what I was told. I know what I was promised.
Do you?
So, I don't...
That's what I'm trying to find. Do you have an email, anything regarding what you have in your package?
Well, my thing is that if this is the norm writing, shouldn't you guys have the contract as well?
That is
because...
my problem, because we are not no longer working with Jose. We have had a few problems with transition. We changed offices, which is why some of our back data has been lost at this time, which is why I'm trying to understand from your point of view. They did tell me they're going to get back to me within a week or two, but a week or two is a lot of time, which is why I'm asking you if do you have anything on you which I can use?
Yep, I sure do. Go ahead and take a screenshot of the gnome writing questionnaire, and I'll send you that screenshot. It's got 200 pages on it. Go to page count 200, book cat, yep. So please let me know when you get that picture.
Okay. On my phone?
Yes.
I... This is the book writing questionnaire. What I'm trying to tell you is,
I didn't get a contract.
I
did not get a contract. There was no contract given to me that I had to sign. The only thing that was sent to me by Jose
was an email.
The payment. Was the email for payment. And then I clicked on it, and then that's where I did the payment from. And then I got this questionnaire that was provided to me where I had to write all that information. So when I spoke to Jose, he told me it was going to be 200 pages. And this email from questionnaire that I got from Ethan also talks about the 200-page work count. So I'm not going to keep arguing with you guys about what I was told.
I'm not arguing, Angel. I'm not
arguing. No, but I'm saying, because it's like you're trying to tell me that I can't get what I was told.
I'm not saying that.
You know, like, there was no contract signed originally. The same thing when I even did the whole comic book stuff, you know, Daniel told me, oh, you know, we're going to send you a contract for you to sign for your, you know, for non-disclosure. I never got that, you know, and I ended up paying the $500 up front, and I never got no contract about no disclosure. So that's not in regards to myself. This is in regards to gnome writing and what they should be sending their consumers, because I didn't get it.
This is such a weird situation, to be very honest.
Yeah, it's just, I'm a professional from the company, not from myself.
Because this is the first time I'm actually facing this issue.
Trust me, and I've been facing this issue with you guys in September.
I wasn't here in September, that's the problem.
Got it.
This is so weird. I'll try to see what I can do according to this. Okay. I'll see what's possible. But
okay.
You have to help me out. If you want to expand your book, you're going to have to help me out, because I can't, the writers can try, but you have to read the book and see if there are any expandable areas without damaging the story of the book. Okay, they'll try it on their end, but you can't just back off and say it's all on you guys and I'm not going to do anything. You're going to have to help us out. I know this is a bit of a problem, but let's have some collaboration from both of us and see what we can do about this, okay?
I mean, as far as like details, I could sit down and see where it might fit for more details, but...
Because we,
you know,
can't,
I would
just... The thing is, Angel, we can't ruin your book just to increase the pages.
Yeah, but I'm also not going to publish a very, I'm not going to publish. Then how about you guys deduct from my from my publishing fee then, since you guys were not able to fulfill the 200 pages deducted from my publishing fee. I already paid $750, so how about I get a deduction from that?
So you're saying you want to deduct the payment because of the lack of 200 pages?
That is correct.
We'll see what I can do, but I'm not promising you anything, and I'm not sure that's going to be possible.
That's fine. So if it's not possible, then I would like the 200 pages that I was promised.
Do you have an email or anything that can support that? I can't find anything.
There's something you can do for me. It's that what's going to happen for me, because this is what I was told from Jose. This is what I was told from Ethan. This is what I was told from Daniel. This is what I was told from Lisa. They all are aware of it. So you're going to have to talk to them and let them know, show them the questionnaire. No contract was given to me. This is why I thought from the beginning that this was all that this was all fake, that this was a scam, because nothing was given to me from the beginning. But clearly, you see on the question which I sent you that they said 200 words. So that's what I'm gonna get from it. There's no if buts or then about it.
I'll see what I can do from my end, but...
All right, well, just keep me posted, because I also need to have this book published as well.
I understand you have to get this book published, but... I can't hear it breaking up.
All right, well, there's one more chapter left, so let's see how far that chapter gets.
Okay, once the book is complete, if we're able to expand it, we'll expand it. Otherwise, we'll just move towards publishing, okay?
Yeah, because I see that there's maybe like, if I'm not mistaken, it was maybe like 167 pages that I saw on the Word document. So I'm assuming pretty much where if everything else that needs to be included, it'll round up to 200. That's fine.
Okay. If it goes up to 200, we'll see. And then we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Well done. Have a good day.
Goodbye.